time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good, y'all? We back. Muhammad, what's cracking with you?
Life is good, my brother. Life is good. Shit, I'm out here enjoying, trying to be, and now they done hijacked my word, trying to be mindful. You know what I'm saying? They hijacked my little, you know what I'm saying, therapeutic analogy, you know what I'm saying?
Who hijacked it? The universe? The algorithm? Nah, who hijacked it?
The internet's is internet's, like, you know, I've been mindful and demure. You ain't heard that shit?
Oh, yeah. I definitely heard that. We talked about old Glorilla. Yeah.
You don't even know what mindful is.
Right. Look at y'all. I was mindful before you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm just out here trying to practice my mindfulness and, you know, be aware of, you know, where I'm at and what's going and learning from the universe, you know what I'm saying, as far as trees, birds, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I mean? You can learn from all this shit. It's just learning abound and just trying to keep my place in a, keep myself in a space of learning and understanding, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that shit. Sounds good. Very uplifting. It's very mindful, right? Yeah, for sure. I try to do a little bit of that. I'm trying to keep reading, cultivate some inspiration. You know, I'm out here cultivating inspiration, and be present, man. Just in the and be present. Like I told y'all, like be open, some like vulnerable. You know, going with the flow. Shit. Seeing what's going on. Seeing what's going on. It's tough, man. It's tough, though, because the default is being defensive. But you got to say, hey, nah, let's you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip, man, because, like, again, I be around a lot of people that I manage, you know what I'm saying? And you had to be dropping these lessons to younger people who ain't really seen life all the way through yet. You know what I'm saying? And so I just be on my little dropping gem shit, and sometimes you see it falling on deaf ears, you know what I'm saying? And you be trying to explain certain things about how life goes, you know what I'm saying? And how it works. And, you know, even people who I'm work with, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be in a situation and you know, you get to the spot and the security is tripping. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to explain to a nigga that, why are you getting upset? These people don't matter to your life. You know what I'm saying? So what? You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do it how you want it, right when you want it. You got to play around that so that you know what I'm saying? You can do the same thing you want to do without no troubles, you know what I mean? But, you know, niggas walk up to the spot with entitlement and, you know what I'm saying, they're mad when they don't get their way. And that ain't how life go, man. You got to learn how to finesse. You got to learn how to, you know, work your hand. You got to learn how to shit. If it's that important to you, shit, drop the tip, nigga, and let a nigga know you serious about, you know what I'm saying, getting your way. But, you know, people think it's just supposed to happen, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't like that.
Now, do you think that's because people kind of at least get the, I don't say illusion, but yeah, I guess the illusion of access via social media? Like, you see so many people in certain spaces and places, and it's like, come with me, you know? So it looks as though there was really not much barrier of entry, and it seems as though it should be just as easy for anybody.
Right, but see, what people don't never show, they don't never show the part of how they got access. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they had to get through to get in that room to take that picture against the green wall, the little flower wall with the neon sign.
Edit that part out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They never gonna show that. You never know they had to park down the street and walk two blocks. You know what I'm saying? Because parking was 200. You know what I'm saying? Right. You just see them in the spot. You like, damn, I want to be in the spot. But at the end of the day, once you done been to enough spot, you realize the spot ain't nothing but four walls and some music. You know what I'm saying? Couple bars. You know what I'm saying? The decoration may change. The motherfucking furniture might change. But, nigga, it's going to be another. It's another one going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Another one going to happen next week. And if it's important to you, you will position yourself to be where you need to be. And if you ain't there yet, because everybody want to go to the top first, you had to strategize your way to get there. You know what I'm saying? So if it fits your life, you could set up your calendar. You know what I'm saying? What's this? September? You got this shit coming up. You got goddamn Halloween coming up, Thanksgiving, you know, holidays. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to go to the gala, you know what I mean? In Atlanta, the mayor got a ball that they do every year. Everybody want to get to these places. But most people don't wait. They wait until the last minute, and they ain't got no access. So they trying to work their hand when you could have been plotted, planned, and worked your way in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Since July. You know? But everybody don't feel like they got to strategize. They feel like it's just supposed to be. And at the end of the day, that's why everybody don't be. Everybody don't get to go to all the shit. Everything ain't for everybody. So you got to find out where your thing is and where your lane at and motherfucking play in it how you feel like you want to play. Other than that, man, everybody ain't going to be built for prime time. Everybody ain't going to walk straight in. You know what I'm saying? No questions asked. You got to be invited for that type of action. You got to set yourself up to be invitable. You know what I mean? That's all. But niggas don't want to hear that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? They be hot.
So that shit be on deaf ears, or they be feeling the way after you say all that?
They be feeling the way the whole time. And I be like, shit, nigga, I park down the street, and I walk straight in that motherfucker, man. I ain't tripping because they won't let me park at the door. You know what I'm saying? All right, this ain't my spot tonight. You know what I mean? I'm a guest. And I'm gonna act accordingly. I'm gonna act as a guest, like shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't too entitled to be a guest in somebody else's spot. Nigga, take your shoes off at the door. You know what I'm saying? But niggas get offended. You know what I'm saying? And too grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was at the spot, and motherfuckers was like, "Yo," I was at the bar, and motherfuckers was like, "Yo, let's go in the back. We got free drinks." I'm like, yeah. I'm grown. I'm going to go ahead and take care of my shit right now, when I want to take care of it, how I want to take care of it, what I want to do. And then I'll see what's back there, man. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna wait to get back there to, you know what I mean, be jockeying for a free drink when I could just, you know what I'm saying, go get what I'm looking for. You know? Why are you laughing?
Hey, you sound mad. You sound like a curmudgeon right now, son.
A curmudgeon? How's that a curmudgeon? How's that a curmudgeon?
I'm just listening to.
How's that a curmudgeon, though? I'm listening. I'm okay. Damn welcome. I'm open.
No, man. It just, explain, you know what it is? That. I'm going to explain it. One, I think that a lot of this type of these life lessons come with life, right? Mm-hmm. So these young motherfuckers, they not, you know, they haven't lived, they haven't been humbled enough and had these kind of situations happen to where it's like teachable moments. Mm-hmm. To where it's like, damn, maybe I gotta switch up my offense because this shit ain't working. I'm not really advancing. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, so I can understand that, but just the thing when he was like, yo, hey, man, there's some free drinks in the back. And you like, man, shit, I'm about to do what I'm doing up here. And then when I get back there, I'll get back there. Yeah. But it was like, well, why you sound upset? If it's free drinks in the back.
I'm
not saying you was upset, but it just sounded, because my point is, I didn't even, was there like a barrier to going back there?
Listen. There's always little barriers. And I didn't worry about if or if not I could get back there and get to it.
Uh-huh.
All I was concerned with, this is what I want to do right now. You know what I'm saying? I got some money in my motherfucking pocket. I'm going to go over here where it ain't no line, where the bartender is smiling like a motherfucker. Go over there, get me a drink how I want it, you know what I'm saying? Mixed how I want it, you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. And I'm gonna walk in that bitch with a cold glass, like, shit, what up? You know, just like I did. Yeah, we got back there. Yeah, it was some free shit back there, but it was in the little plastic cups. You know what I'm saying? It was like the pre-formulated things that they made up. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't exactly what you wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
So, you know, the free shit always got a caveat to it.
True, it did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I didn't hear that the first time.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, my lesson was, listen, you know what I'm saying? If I want to do some shit, I'm going to do it. And if it's back there, it's cool. I'm going to get to it then. But I'm not in college no more where it's like, shit, let's go get on getting the back.
Right.
And then
right.
you get back there and this shit ain't really what you want. You know what I'm saying? I want what I want. And I'm going to give the niggas these little few dollars to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we'll figure the rest of that shit out.
Right, right. And that comes with, I think you got to live some life or just... It's either you have to live some life and kind of know what it is you want and know the, you know, the cost. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Know what it takes to get to. Like when you said, look, if you really want it like that, you know, grease the cat at the door. Like if you mm-hmm. really want it like that, then, you know, maybe you're going to have to pay for access or you're going to have to put your money where your mouth is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes that comes with life, or it's just how you move. That's just who you are as a person. Right? I was, it was funny. It was a funny moment. I was talking, we just having a conversation, my sister, my brother-in-law, and they were just talking about, you know, my brother-in-law, he likes cats. He loves going to cats. You know, he grew up in Low East Side and shit like that. So, but he just liked going every so often. He'll drive down and go get a couple cat sandwiches and come back, right? So we were talking about, you know, when you go to cats, they got the cutters. You know what I'm saying? That's cutting the pastrami or the corned beef, whatever, right? And they, you know, they give you a little sample of the shit if that's what you want. And they also got like a little tip cup. So when they making your sandwich, you know, if you hit the cup, wow, bless them. You're hoping by blessing them, you're going to... you're going to get some more, you know, they're going to put some more meat on your shit. You know, I'm not even going to say whatever. But anyway, my brother-in-law was like, I'm not paying a nigga to give me more. I'm not begging for shit. I'm paying for the sandwich. If you're going to give it to me, you're going to give it to me. Nigga, I'm not trying. But I forget exactly how he said it. But basically, I'm not going to do all of that. I'm getting what I paid for. I'm not trying to beg you to look out. Like, look, man, the price is the price. Whatever it is whatever it is. Because it's also that point of, particularly, and this obviously is a little different than when you grease somebody at the door, but even still in that moment, there is that part of it, like, it needs to be, it's like unspoken, but sometimes you need that shit to be explicit. You want, you like, I hope this $100 is explicit enough for you to understand that I need access now. Because if I hit you with $100 in your palm and you act like I ain't hit you with $100 in your palm, we might have a whole nother situation. Right. And now it's, you know what I mean? But that, go ahead.
That's when it comes. See, all of that, the more advanced you get along these lines from the bottom all the way to the top, it's about positioning, you know what I'm saying? And movement, you know what I'm saying? Because it might be a nigga with no money get the same preference than the nigga with the $100, right? Because the nigga know how to move and the nigga know how to... The niggas is like, yo, this nigga cool. Let me just go ahead. You know what I'm saying? These niggas look like they supposed to be in here. Let me just go ahead. But the nigga who gonna drop the $100, you know what I'm saying? That impliedness is all over that $100. You know what I'm saying? All the implied expectation is all over that motherfucker when you give it to him. In the motherfucking strength of your handshake when you handed it to him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Shit. If you don't execute it well, then that's
my point.
That's on the execution.
There's a lot of motherfuckers with $100. And there's a lot of motherfuckers that's pressed and goofy. And then they'll play the $100 and it, they... You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
When you play the $100 game, you got to play it from a position of motherfucking strength.
Right. True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? You can't play that shit from a position of, okay, maybe. You got to play that shit from a, yeah, nigga, this what it is. And if it act, nigga, there's going to be some other shit coming along with it, man.
It's going to be some shit on your head. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, no, for sure. So, for sure, but that's my point.
You can't play all the games, man, if you ain't got the tools. So whatever your best tool, you got to play that game of your best social tool. You know what I'm saying? You got a mob with your mob mentality. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you ain't got one, you need to go get in that line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
If you ain't got one, you got to show up 4-12 with everybody in for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to play to your strengths. You got to know your offense. And you got to build your playbook. And that comes with time. It comes with games played. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, okay, next time I ain't going to do it like that. I see where I went wrong. You know, look, that's life. The people don't never tell you, like you said, the B-roll or where I was like, they edit out the parking six blocks away, they edit out the, you know what I'm saying, the call before the arrival, the text before the pull up. They edit all of that out.
They edit, they was the plus one to the other motherfucker. Yeah. It was the real blood.
No, that don't make the highlight real, because that's too tedious. That's too in the week, but people need to know that. And then the other thing that people need to know, nobody is above the L. Nah. Everybody needs to know that. Even the winners lose.
Yeah. Everybody going to catch a straight one or L. You know what I'm saying? All the time.
But a L is a lesson oftentimes. Right. You know what I mean?
Your pivot step got to be strong. No, your pivot step got to be strong. Nigga give you the L at the W, hit that pivot like it wasn't shit. Nigga, nobody beg you. Like your brother, like nobody beg you to come up in this motherfucker, man. We going to go over here to the Four Seasons and have a drink, nigga, until we regroup and capital get to where we get.
Yeah. Well, I put some money on your head.
you got to go to somewhere better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. Make yourself feel a little better.
Spite Lounge. You know what I'm saying?
Go to the best place you know. You welcome.
Oh, shit, man.
Shit, have an expensive cocktail. I'm like, motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah. The fuck out of here. That's the cocktail they got. Damn. Yeah, man. Yeah, but you know, that's what they... We older. You know what I'm saying? Because I was about to say youth is wasted on the young. That's how I know I'm old when I say shit like that. But go ahead, what you about to say?
No, I was just saying this shit don't stop. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga is still trying to get somewhere, be somebody, you're gonna run into these things. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna run into the obstacles, you're gonna run into the big walls, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta know how to move. And I think for me, you know what I'm saying, just learning how to position yourself to sneak in shit as a high schooler and shit like that and you know what I'm saying, starting the show and learning how to sneak backstage without credentials and get these interviews and shit. That's a whole art, you know what I'm saying? And as you get older, it develops, you know what I'm saying? And it gets more intricate, you know what I mean? And then you have to use a little more, you know what I'm saying? A little more finesse to get the things you're looking for, you know what I mean? And learn how to put two things together that's going to make it more advantageous for you to get it done, you know what I mean? It's like all this shit that everybody's trying to do, once you got the connects, you could do them. The point becomes... Yeah. What's worth it? What is it that you want to do that's worth it to get done? You know what I'm saying? Whether it's the spot, you use that, all that. Some people just do it on their own because they want to do it. Or some people need it when they people come to town and people look at them to be the plug. You know what I'm saying? Me, I fancy myself on being the plug. You know what I'm saying? The goddamn the puller of strings. You know what I'm saying? That's all I ever wanted to be when I was growing up. The nigga that people call when they need somebody to pull the strings. That's what I wanted to be. A connector, a fixer. You know what I'm saying? Knowing how to put two things together. But you ain't going to win every play. But you could give yourself a better chance to win every play by being prepared and understanding what you walking into. You know what I'm saying? From long range. It just get a little... It gets a little choppy when it's short range and it's just like, all right, let's do it right now. But sometimes God just be on your side, man. Just mob. As my homeboy Elliot would say, we just mobbing.
Yeah. I agree. I had a conversation with a couple friends of mine, maybe last week or something like that, but we were just talking about just back in the day, you know, pre-internet, going out to clubs and shit. And the only plan was to get in the club. Whatever mm-hmm. that took. If your talk game was official, or if you scoped it out as you were pulling up to the spot. You know, mm-hmm. like you heard there was a party over here. We're going to go to this party. And mm-hmm. if it's lit, we're going to get in there. We're going to figure out how to get in there mm-hmm. at some point. And then while we're there, we established contact with whoever's running the party. You know, it wasn't like nowadays you could have a dossier on everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And with that, you would think most people would take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? But like, mm-hmm. just, it was the attitude of, nah, we're going to get in there. And maybe we didn't get in there. Mm-hmm. And you just shake that off and you figure out, hopefully you learned something from the failed attempt. And if you chose mm-hmm. to try it again, you know what I mean? Reapproach with a little bit more information, but you know, that's how life works. That's how it is. Yeah, that's the part
so
that they
crazy, man.
They cut out. Yeah, man.
Life crazy. I remember I'm from the days of the neon light hand stamp era. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we figured out that system at Luke's, because that was the most popping the shit in the city. Sunday night at Luke's, nigga, everybody's there. And then there was a get in free before 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, niggas weren't going to always make it, you know what I'm saying? Because they hold it up. They probably don't even start the line to about 11:50, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So niggas had to figure out another play. Or some niggas going to come late, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you figure it out, man. One nigga might get there early, get the stamp. The stamp is good enough for a rub off on a couple of niggas, you know what I'm saying? It's good enough for like a two nigga rub off, you know what I mean?
Hilarious.
Then.
Hey, yo.
And then we used to get in that mud. We used to get there. I used to get there early. And then the niggas who come late, you know what I'm saying? There's like a back steps where the artist and all them shits use. But they don't protect them early in the night. You know what I'm saying? Like that early part of the night, they don't protect the steps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So nigga was like, man, come on in, come out the steps, nigga, go hit that back door. Ba-doof. You know what I'm saying? And then that be that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's so many ways. So many with dog. I done got to the spot. I have forgetting, but I'm gonna do a spot where I'm faking like I'm staff. I've definitely. You know, shout out to my peoples, but you know, like there was times when fortunately I was with the DJ, so that mm-hmm. was good. So I'm gonna just take this crate as my access into the spot. This is back mm-hmm. when you had a crate, you get right up in the spot.
Yeah.
yeah, man. It, you know, just when it was a will, it was a way. And once you was in the building, you was in the building. Now you mm-hmm. now you can navigate and move about and figure it out and establish yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, but you said something important that most people don't pay attention to or don't take the time to do the research is the dossier, man.
Yeah.
The dossier is important. It's important to know who's who, mm-hmm. how you connected to them,
right.
how you can affect them or get to them. You know what I'm saying? Right. What they about. No. So that's a very important. The dossier is an important tool to life, man, to navigate any process. You know what I'm saying? You want to get down with Amazon or whoever. You look, okay, that's such and such. Oh, they connected to such and such. Oh, I know that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Then you had to figure out how to get to the motherfucker you know and get them the right tools to get you in with that person. You know what I'm saying? It's a mm-hmm. lost art. A lot of people, you know, do it through DM now and shit like that, but sometimes that don't work. And you had to use your people skills and your information. It's the information. You know what I'm saying? Once you got the information, you could make your way. But, you know, people have to invest that type of knowledge into that process.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Everybody get it, or they won't. You know,
nah, it ain't for
that's
everybody.
It. That's how I go. Yeah, they for everybody.
Some people
everybody
like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't tripping.
Right. Yeah, some people just say, fuck it. And it is what it is. And that's how you filter it out. You know, the shit will happen as posted. The ecosystem weeds out everything. You know, it's been doing it for years and years. But on another note, I just want to say shout out to the people that came out to the show out in Governors this weekend, man. We had a good crowd out there. I didn't know what to expect. It was very last minute, but the people came out. Motherfuckers came out. People were fucking with the kids. So that was good. I had a great time out there. I had fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I enjoyed myself. That was cool. That was probably the biggest thing I did this weekend. I watched a few movies. Nothing great. Watched some TV and shit. I started The Old Man. Because I've been hearing people talking about it. Yeah, I started that shit. I'm probably about 3.5 episodes in. I see what's going on here. I enjoy it. I think it might be worthy of, you know, because in a couple of weeks, some of these joints is going to be up out of here anyway. So it might be worth folding into the conversation. It got people that I like in there. You know, not only just Jeff Bridges, got my man John Lithgow, who I've been a fan of John Lithgow since fucking Ricochet. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see him in there. Aaliyah Shacquat, she's in there. And I'm not sure. I think this one woman might be Courtney Cox. I'm not sure. I haven't done the IMDb. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's pretty good. It's interesting. It's a pretty good show. I like it. And it's funny too, because I've been noticing. I'm older, but like I'm seeing more representation of older people in the world. Like, you know, we talk about Fight Night, or even when I was talking about that movie, I can't remember the movie before. Was it The Devil in Your Home or something like that? The one with Danny Glover and all of that, or just other programming where it's just not just young motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, I bet life don't end at that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you could still be alive and in the world and enjoying life and having a good time, you know? So, and killing motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still be a fucking assassin. Still be a bad motherfucker.
This bitch.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the best. You know? That's Denzel's only sequel in his whole career.
God, ain't it a few of them motherfuckers? It ain't even just one sequel.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's never done a sequel.
Oh, okay.
With anything else. He ain't never run nothing back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't see Training Day 2.
That check must have been good.
Yeah, either that or he locked in somehow. Maybe, probably the check, but maybe, I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to project. You know what I'm saying? Because who knows? Maybe that check
was just a guess.
No. I get it.
And you know what I'm saying? At that particular stage in your career, and you haven't really done a lot of action, to be able to do action at an advanced level, you the lead man and you an action motherfucker, it's probably something he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably. Probably something spoke to him. Yeah, because I feel like at this point, I mean, a good check is still a good check in any realm. But I think that might not be the chief motivation.
No, it ain't the determining factor, but
right.
It's a good check. And you always wanted to be a goddamn superhero, nigga? Shit.
Right.
Exactly. Run it.
mm-hmm. But anyway, man, yeah, that was, I'm trying to think what else I did this week. It ain't wasn't a whole lot that I could recall. You know what I'm saying? That's I don't know, that I could think of off the top of the head. Oh, wow. I will say, I watched a lot of TV, so we could talk about that shit.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Now we're going to get to the TV.
Go ahead. You got some other shit you want to talk about?
Oh, no, man. You know, shit, I had a good week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, go ahead, brother. My bad. I thought I asked you. I said, what's good? Which I thought you was talking about your week when you were talking about these young people that wasn't listening. But my bad.
We was talking about a topic of. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Fair enough. You got that. Go ahead.
Nah. That was Revolt World this week, so. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Which is our conference festival style, you know what I'm saying, situation down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time. A lot of people showed up. You know what I'm saying? You know, despite even the overlooming energy of them taking the former chairman to jail the last week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We still push forward with it because, you know, you keep it moving. You know what I mean? And so... that was good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on. No Diddy, man. Stop it.
Go ahead.
Stop it, man. That's a damn shame, man.
Yeah.
You know, man, before I get into it, it's just a shame that, you know, the nigga's life has, you know, taken the turn that it took at whatever point it took it. Because, you know, obviously I don't know the nigga. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't speak on that. But, you know what I'm saying? I do know. And I've said it on here before, you know what I mean? The influence and impact the nigga had on the game, you know what I'm saying? Before any of this stuff that opened the doors for niggas, young niggas like myself to walk in New York and, you know what I'm saying, jump straight into a corporate card and travel around, staying at the fancy places because that was part of the game that they introduced, you know what I'm saying? When young Uptown had a 17-year-old A&R dude, every company needed a young black person. Well, they felt like they needed a young black man to be giving them ideas and helping them with decision making. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that created a whole new class of executives. And as we said on here before, it's like sweatsuit niggas in the Four Seasons. You know what I'm saying? And and that didn't really exist. Everybody used to be older that had those kind of jobs. You know what I'm saying? Big, thick mustache niggas from the jazz era. You know what I mean? And, you know, so it's a shame to, you know, for it to, you know, be in this place. But any other way, Revolt World was dope. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of people come through, got down, Offset, closed it. Fuck it, 42 Doug. The other nigga Rob 49, all these numbers. Mariah the Scientist, you know, Carisha did her Carisha Please with Boosie, so that'll probably be out sometime and hitting the streets soon. So it was dope, man. We then our division, the studio, we put on two panels more in the political space. So we had Tesla and Figaro moderating discourse between Representative Byron Donalds, who was like a Republican, a Trump surrogate, and Gary Chambers from Louisiana, who had the Senate ad when he was running for Senate smoking the weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they did their discourse, you know what I'm saying? And then my panel was Jasmine Crockett with Lene Vanee, rather. Damn, I used to call her Lene Vanee, but doing this, I learned it was Lene Vanee, who does a series called Parking Lot Pimping on Fridays every week.
So, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah, it's almost like a spoken word type of thing?
Almost, you know what I'm saying? She be breaking down subjects and shit, and it's kind of like she flow like a spoken word, but it don't be rhyming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. She cool, you know what I'm saying?
She got a cool delivery.
Her team. And, you know, she's managed by Issa Rae and all them, so she in a tight team, and her growth
That's what's up?
Yeah, her growth is going. She was actually the first talent I brought to the studio to try to do something with when we first got to Revolt. So it was good to have a full circle moment and have her participate in the panel. So that was dope. Right. It was a cool conversation. You know what I'm saying? Jasmine Crockett, you know, is, you know, the bad, the lady, the one who called the lady bad built butch body beach bum. Uh-huh. Yeah, so yeah. Queen of the representative, queen of the clapbacks.
Queen of the clapbacks. queen of the alliteration. Yeah, you know, nah, that shit was crazy. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
So that was a good moment to put some levity to, you know what I'm saying, a heavy election cycle. Because it gets kind
of
wild.
They talking about? Like, what were some of the points they made? Anything that
Well, you know what I'm saying? The first thing what we really wanted to accomplish was to get an understanding of what it takes to be a Jasmine Crockett. You know what I'm saying? What it takes to have to defend your constituents while also defending yourself in the space. You know what I'm saying? And disrupting the status quo of the white male system that's already exists, and then to come in as a black woman and exert your force that they don't want to take it, but you got understanding and rules on your side that you know how to use them and stand up for yourself. So that was cool. She did make a point about how, because you know, I think in the question she was saying, you know, a lot of the obstacles and things like that may not be, you know, physical in nature, but then she was had to correct it. Like, no, it is physical because she used to represent, she used to be a defense attorney or, you know what I'm saying, a prosecutor and, you know, dealing with, you know, killers. But it wasn't until she got into Congress that she got death threats and threats on her life and shit like that. So she brought that full circle home to where you don't think about it like that. You just think motherfucker out there just doing their job, you know what I'm saying, being in the government. But niggas be getting serious about that shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Then they went over women's rights and where Kamala falls on some of these topics, because Jasmine is like one of the co-chairs of her campaign. So, you know, she wanted to get these issues out in front of the young folks that was in attendance and, like, help let young people understand and help them understand what young people want. So it went over women's rights. You know what I'm saying? A lot that's going on with the cancellation of the Roe v. Wade and how some states, in, like, say, Georgia, you know, somebody may have went in and got an abortion somewhere, and then the complications of it. They got to go get it. They got to go to the doctor after complications after the fact. And the laws, the way they set up, these hospitals, they can't do nothing with you. You know what I'm saying? Because of the laws. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a lady here who died because she had, you know, some complications of some, I guess, leftover matter that was being causing infection. And then they couldn't do nothing to her because of the laws. She died. You know what I'm saying? So they went over that. They went over where young people really feel, what they feel about the Democratic Party and where the Democratic Party is failing the young people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of young people feel like they're not listened to. A lot of young people are worried about police militarization and their protests that they're doing are being ignored. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And then, so, you know, it was good. It was a great conversation, man. You know what I'm saying? She hit her with some other shit, too. I just can't recall it right off the top of my head. But it was a good moment. You know what I'm saying? It was a great response. And, I applaud the youngin', you know what I'm saying, for getting it done. Tez did her thing with her debate. You know, did a lot of, you know, that you know, in that space, it get a little testy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah, you get a little testy in that Democrat Republican space. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you put them together,
right, man?
Niggas be ready to fight.
Yeah, Bloods and Crips.
What's the lady name? Michaela. She was there. The lady she's a Trump surrogate who took the picture with Trump at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, the girl from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So she been down with a couple of our, like, debates and And she come through when we did the debate watch party and shit like that. She interviewed with us one-on-one. So, you know, everybody playing their part, trying to put their team in position. You know what I'm saying? And
get some of that MAGA motion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yes, everybody looking real. For some motion now. Everybody need looking for motion. Y'all don't want to take me over here, I go over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that sounds good though. So with the Lene and she was just, it was a one-on-one. Lene was like was interviewing
one-on-one.
Her.
Okay. Yeah, one-on-one. Gotcha. You had to be up on the internet sometime. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So that was dope.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. That's got to feel cool to see all of that. You know what I mean? To be part of all of that. See it all unfold.
Yeah, it is, man. It's a great thing to be a part of. You know, I'm a culture person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it feels good to be a part of the black cultural zeitgeist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In whichever way that I can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, some people want to take over the world, you know what I'm saying? I just want to add what I got to add to the cultural moment, you know what I'm saying, at any given time. I feel like I got shit to add at any given time, you know what I mean? And as long as I'm doing that, I'm cool, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back step over step, it'd be like things that you put in there that actually stuck, and some of it's still around, you know what I'm saying? And you just want to keep that type of thing going. Like, I don't have to be like the ringleader, P.T. Barnum of the goddamn club, nigga, come to my section and fucking fireworks going off and all that shit. I ain't got to do all that. You know what I mean? But I like to walk in the room and know the most motherfucking important people in the room or the important person in the room, and the important people know me and that's that. You know what I'm saying? We have our cheers, clink, clink, motherfucker, cheers. You know what I'm saying? And chop it up. You know what I mean? Plot out some next shits if we can. And come on, take it to the house, you know? Just stand in the rhythm of the motion.
You know what, though? I did want to ask you this because, you know, to what you were just saying and what you said earlier, it made me think. You know, talk about just getting older and certain stuff like matters more or less or whatever. Do you think that, like, do you feel like as you've gotten older, you get more of a handle on your ego? And is it by consequence of life? Or is it, you know, a deliberate thing? You know how you hear people say you got to kill your ego. You always hear that, right? And then, like, you know, as you get older and you've done quite a few things, after you done been to the bar early and you just sipped a little free well drink and you realize, I ain't even really want to have this. You know what I'm saying? Or what? You know what I mean? Like, you start to live a little bit of life and you may get certain, you may put yourself in certain positions or attain certain trophies that you think should bolster how you appear and how you feel about yourself, but then you realize on the other side of it, you know, a lot of it is just smoke and mirrors, you know what I mean? Or it's not what you thought it was. So you get a little perspective and then maybe you're playing the game for something different. Like, long way of saying, how do you feel like your ego is at this age versus how your ego was at like 19?
You know, your ego don't die. You know what I'm saying? You could check it. You know what I'm saying? I think the thing that changed between 19 and now is knowledge and understanding. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot more research on perception and perspective. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, Ego's still there. You still want things. You still want to be places and do shit. You know what I'm saying? You want to be, you when you go buy your car, you want to be well received. You don't want to be a nigga that they turning their back on and dragging you and, you know what I'm saying, don't want to help you and don't want to figure out how to get you this motherfucking loan. Because it'd be on them. They just do what they want a lot of times. But I would say now it's just I have a different perspective on it. You know what I'm saying? And I understand perception a lot better. So when I do want something, I know how to put myself in the best energy to go for it. You know what I'm saying? I know how to put myself in the, if I need to go sit across from another motherfucker, I know how to put myself in the best position to sit across from this person. Not just cause, not just a random blanket, this how I act. It's how I'm going to move to make this move that I need to make. What pieces of the game, what pieces I'm going to put together on the board to make this move, like chess. Like how, which moves I'm going to make to set up this checkmate. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little more strategic at a lot of times. And then when it's not work or if it's just regular ass life, you take a lot of the innate expectation off of it. You know what I'm saying? You know what you want to do. You're going to go do it. It might not turn out the way you want to, but you're not rigid enough to break because you got to make a little pivot. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to jump through a hoop. Or you got to wait a second. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to, you know what I mean? If it's too long, it ain't no trip to turn around and leave and go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like your ego is still going to be there. You know what I'm saying? But how you move about the world with care for the world as well as for your ego and make those things work together, that is the real part of life. You know what I'm saying? And once you start to understand about respect and how people perceive you, because a lot of times people don't understand the perception part. People don't pay attention to where they land in any particular spot. You know what I mean? It feel like wherever they at is theirs and it's there for them. But we all fall in a particular space. Some niggas, they built thuggish and, you know what I'm saying, and bully looking. You know what I'm saying? And they move about like that. You know what I mean? And the world sees them like that. Some niggas move about all day, this, they, that. They got all the trappings and people see them like that. But then when you strip everything away and it's just you, how does the world see you? And how does that play into what you're trying to do? Because a lot of times people don't understand that, and they don't understand that they're not getting what they want because of them. And they don't understand. They don't understand that the world doesn't see for them what they want for themselves. And they don't know how to make the world bend to what they need. And that's where a lot of times the ego gets hurt. So for me, you try to put yourself in a position so people can see you for your success. And then when they don't, how to pivot and what's your secondary plan and what you're going to do next. You know what I'm saying? Do you got to pick up the phone, make a call? Because you know what I'm saying? You might have to do that too. Or you might have to just move on to the next. Eat out or. But understanding who you are is the key to this whole shit. Who you are and how you fit within this world and how this world sees you and relates to you is very important to making shit happen. That's how I guess I answered the question.
Nah, you answered the. I guess you answered the question. You said the ego didn't die, but it's different. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's way different because I got more information. Mm-hmm. I got years of information. I've been slick and slippery since got down 10 years old. Superstars World of Tech. You know what I'm saying? So you start adding up all of these experiences and being around all of these people and talking to all of these people, you start to see different things. You start to see a certain set that's going to stay just like they are. You see a certain set continue to move on. Where do you fall? You know what I'm saying? And that's the most important question, because it ain't about all this other stuff out here. The most important question is who you are, where do you fall, and where do you want to go? You know what I'm saying? And then the next steps is moving your hands and feet to get there.
Nah, I get that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I still want shit, and I still got an ego. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not easily bruised because I could figure my way. You know what I'm saying? I know how to move like I'm supposed to be at a place. You know what I'm saying? I know how to, you know what I'm saying, make a call and connect the dots. And I could call the lowest of the low and the highest of the high. And once you could do that, you could figure shit out. You just got to know where the shit at. That's what I specialize in understanding where it's at and who do what and where.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I just asked that question in the moment. As I'm unpacking it myself, I think that the difference for me, obviously, when you're young, you're trying to establish yourself in the world a little bit, trying to create the mythology of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to, like, build this. You got this desire to be something, and it's very much how is it playing? Is it landing? You know, like, is the the desired effect, is it being reflected back as I see it? You know what I mean? Like, what are the people that, like, you're talking about perception or whatever? I think maybe as I've gotten older, to your point, the ego still live, but I think the agenda switches up, the strategy switches up. It might be more internal. It might be more the ego is like used to power me. The ego turns into the corner man. You know what I'm saying? The ego is like, yo, nah, keep doing what you're doing. Stick to that plan. You already been here before. Remember that. You know, remember, you know, like, just kind of keeping a person on task. And also, I think that there's a part of me that's like, I've been looking at it like just more inclined to be of service. You know what I'm saying? Like, this life experience wasn't for nothing. And, you know, this information that I gathered should be shared, you know, like, it's available. Whereas maybe when I was young, maybe I might have been a little bit more like, nah, nigga, I need this. This is my edge. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't do the knowledge. That's on you. Whereas now it's like, man, I'm not trying to hoard no information. If you as informed as I am, that's not going to affect, you know, what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, man, that's kind of really just my quick unpacking of it all. You know what I'm saying? You know, so there you go.
Word up.
Oh, shit.
The id and the ego.
The id and the ego. You know what I mean? Shit. A lot of id and ego in these shows that we gonna fuck with right now. Where you want to go first?
Queens.
Always Queens. I bet. Let's talk about it. Power Ghost. We got two more episodes left. This is the seventh episode of the final season of Power Ghost. How you feeling? Talk to me. What do you think?
I feel like I still don't understand how they be introducing new plot points in the ninth inning. You know what I'm saying? This shit about to be over. Y'all don't need to start not a now new story plot. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Especially not to resolve it.
Right. You know, there ain't going to be no resolution unless these niggas all just go to jail because everybody got something on them. You know what I'm saying? Some old life sentence on them, you know? So we at the point where, you know, shit, Monet and Tyreek come together at the bar to try to figure out how to get from up under the goddamn crooked cop.
Mm-hmm.
We like, man, this nigga's on my neck, nigga. What we got to do? We got to kill this nigga. So she like, nah, we can't kill the cop. He's like, man, shit. We done killed a bunch of them before. Right. Tyreek done shot by 3 police.
He's a guide to getting across that threshold. Because he's like, yo, Diana going to be all right. She's changed, but look. It's too far gone now. She gotta get her head in the game. Right. You know what I'm saying? He told her straight up, look, all of that shit you talking about, trying to have a baby and lead a scene and all of this, those fucking that white picket fence and all of that other shit. Nah. It's over for that. You're in the not game, young lady. Yeah, not for us. Man, you watch that on television.
Saying, Theo Vaughn, you in crime now, nigga.
Yeah, you all in. You are all in. But yeah, man. Go ahead. Keep saying.
They got to figure out what to do with the crooked cop. You know what I'm saying? Drew is all in with the crooked cop because that was the only way he saw that save their lives is to, you know, placate them and, you know what I'm saying, get down with the program. So he done spent his little time in jail. They ain't gave him no haircut ever since. You know what I'm saying? He home wolfing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They took him to the fight club. Well, he not a man at the fight club, not at what's my man's name?
Zion
is out of there, you know what I'm saying? So they inserted him as the man at the fight club. Here come Kane. I don't know what Kane doing at the fight club. He just showing up. He might wanna knock a nigga out or something since he done got his, you know what I'm saying, got Zion up out of there. So they had a little brotherly conflict talk, you know what I'm saying? So
Drew Kane, in there with that little Billie Jean jacket.
Yeah, with the Billie Jean jacket and the scruff and the scruffy hair.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Looking like he fresh out the pen. And nigga right. Did about 6 days maybe. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of bodies. That nigga got 2 bodies in a week. And then got up out of jail.
Smooth. Left fingerprints and all, but I mean, he wasn't fingerprinted, so he was never there.
He was never there.
He was the ghost. He was the ghost of ghosts. Yeah.
So then, speaking of Kane and Norma going through with the wedding, you know what I'm saying? And Norma had to, you know, let her daughter know what was up. You know, I'm going to be marrying Kane. She like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so then Effie came through, you know what I'm saying? They all at the table. Norma showing the ring off. Yeah, we getting married, you know what I'm saying? Now you two, your little dalliance has to end, you know what I'm saying? So now Effie and her feelings because her man marrying her boss and his boss. Mm-hmm. He trying to break it down like it ain't. It's just business. But she don't want to hear that shit. If it was just business, why you ain't tell me about it?
Right.
Yeah. Silence. He ain't had nothing to say to that. You know what I'm saying? So Effie having a bad. She had a bad. You know what I'm saying? They introduced her mama in this issue. Like, nigga, where mm-hmm. she come from? Where the fuck she been all these seasons?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna introduce her in the ninth inning. Like, we ain't gonna get no resolution on that. My mama done came in, you know what I'm saying, tracked her down at school, you know, hit her up for some money. And Effie had to tell her, bitch, if you was on fire, I wouldn't put no water on you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Had all the money in the world, I wouldn't give you a dime. You let that man, the man who molested me finally left your ass. Now you want to come around. So Effie, you know what I'm saying? That's where her pent-up aggression comes from, I guess. I guess that was their way of closing that part of the story out.
But yeah.
Nigga, y'all could have did that shit a long time ago.
Did you watch Sopranos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember it, but I watched it.
Yeah, that was old Adriana from the Sopranos.
What's that, Adriana?
Yeah, that's her. That's Drea D'Amato.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
She looked a little rough. Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Damn. She's doing OnlyFans with her son.
I'm just saying. Okay. Go ahead. That's what's up. So Effie had to deal with her mama, you know, my, then her mama clapped back in the end, you know, after all that. She's like, yeah, never, no one ever love y'all. You know, she walks off. Then she has to run in with Kane with that on her mind. So, you know, it wasn't looking good for old Effie this week. You know what I'm saying? She's catching some strays. Then Braden, girlfriend, OD'd on the cocaine. You know what I'm saying? So now she in the hospital. He had to, you know, call that motherfucking 911 because she got the sickle cell. But, you know, she ended up having a ODing over some laced fentanyl cocaine. So Braden done jumped the shark. You know what I'm saying? Who did this? Where'd you get this from? And then he went over there to take care of him. You know, they just supposed to be over there scaring the nigga. Braden took it all the way there and shot the nigga dead.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, you gonna catch a body, just a random body, like a body who wasn't even part of the story, just, right, you know what I'm saying? Randomly in the 7th episode of 9?
For no reason. For no reason, yeah. Man, and then go back, and your lady is like, what? She ain't even want none of that shit. She like, come on now.
No, hit I you can't have that.
Nah, they hit you with the, you know, with someone, as someone with sickle cell, I know life is precious. And basically, I can't fuck with your ass no more, nigga. You wilding out, nigga.
You this got to nigga. Go.
Yeah, but he's doing too much. He's doing too much, man. My bad. Go ahead. You got it.
No, that was that on that. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, so Tyreek and Monet play was to try to turn the police band against Noma and have them, you know, war it out, and Noma kill him for them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they've been dropping dimes all around town about a little different stuff, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, one of them dropped dime that she was trying to find a new government plug. So Cricket Cop was on them, you know what I'm saying, on a wild ass stakeout. You know what I'm saying? In front of the fancy restaurant with the old raggedy ass van, like nobody don't see that shit. Nigga, you the only car out there is an old raggedy ass van in front of this fancy ass restaurant. We don't see you. Okay. So Davis came in to say today before she said too much. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't understand why she marrying motherfucking Kane. He like, nigga, I thought we was good. I'm saying my tongue game wasn't right. What was happening? She like, nigga, you still getting a divorce. Get out of here. So Noma out here being a pimp, you know what I'm saying, playing niggas for what she need. And shit, she had to, you know, she had to answer to her daughter because her daughter was kind of like, nigga, what do you do? What's going on? You marrying a thug? What's happening? You ran from Europe when my daddy got killed. What's going on? And she... You know, classic TV mama mistake. She gonna blame it all on the daddy. He was a drug dealer.
Ain't that a bitch?
And I'm just trying to run my multinational corporation and do the best by you.
I was trying my hardest.
I guess in the next 2 episodes, the daughter gonna find out. Ah, shit. it wasn't no reason to do all that. You only got 2 episodes left. That's a whole nother storyline to introduce. Unless they're going to bring it all home some kind of way. Because Mecca is old girl daddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Mecca is her daddy. Mecca was her husband. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. I forget. Was that laid out? That was laid out last season?
Remember they stole a big ass ring out of his bag?
Oh, right. That's how she got introduced. Yeah,
that was how she came looking for the ring.
Yeah. I remember that now. Damn, that's so long ago. So many. Yo, man. Go ahead. Keep going.
I mean, shit, man. What else was it?
Man.
Go ahead. You remember nothing else on there?
This is what I remember, man. shit is going out sad, bro. I hate to say it, man. This shit is going out sad. This shit, man. This is the thing. And I've been feeling this way for a few episodes. Some episodes are better than others. I said it maybe at the top of, before the break. Or maybe right after the break. For this to be the very last season of the very last season of this book of the Power Cinematic Universe, the Tariq, you know, administration, the Tariq, you know, book. This shit is like nobody of any like real. Nobody of any note, like real note, has been killed. Like, if we go, like, there needs to be some casualties in this game. Now, maybe, and this is the thing, the Power Cinematic Universe has had such a hold on us for damn near a decade, probably longer than that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, love to see 50 create some shit to give so many people jobs and break stars and introduce people to the world. And there's that. And maybe there's the thing of we don't want to kill nobody because, you know, we might want to bring them back in this next spinoff. You know what I'm saying? Leave everybody on the table. But like we've said before, just because you dead in power don't mean you really dead in power. You know what I'm saying?
Ax Unique.
Right. Ax Kanan. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but like for the payoff of it all, like we two episodes out, and to your point, we're creating a whole bunch of new storylines that we know by now will not be resolved. There's a lot of loose ends. And then we having the annual Monet and Tariq begrudgingly link up to fight the opposition. And they act like we've not seen this play before. Then they done turned motherfucking Davis into a himbo. All this nigga do is just lift weights and smash. I mean, I guess the cat is still resourceful, but like his character's kind of diminished. It's like no real depth to his character. I will say this. I had a conversation. I will say maybe this is a testament to the writing. If we go on really like macro of it all, like Kane, Diana, and Drew, they are all damaged, right? They came up under Monet and Mecca. What's my other man's name? Not Mecca. What's Pop's name?
Tejada.
Tejada. We forget his name. Yeah. R.I.P.
He ain't last that long. He was in jail most of the series.
He was in jail most of the season with the big ass chain, with the weird looking chain. But anyway, they grew up under the Tejada crime family and... As much as they would want to be, particularly someone like Diana or even Drew, you know what I'm saying? I think Kane wants to kind of take on the mantle of the Dundada. But the other ones, they want to have like a real life outside of the grasp of Monet and everything that she's created. You know what I'm saying? Because
that nigga named Lorenzo. That nigga named
Lorenzo. Right. Lorenzo. So, boom. She's provided so much that they don't even realize the shit's been like they grew up in it. So they don't even realize what they would even have to aspire to. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they know that they like whatever their goals are so abstract. Like Diana, she just want to get a degree and live a regular life. Like that seems to be her thing, but she don't really, she seems like they all seem stunted. You know what I'm saying? And if I like break it, if I look at it like that, that's tribute to the writing. But after a while, the shit is kind of redundant. And it's just like, all right, man, like I've lost the real care for it all. Like, mm-hmm. if they ain't going to be able to really fly, then pick them out the sky. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to go. Somebody need to go, man. Like, Drew should have been dead a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really want to kill Cade, but Cade out here wilding out like it can't happen. Diana, man, I don't know whatever happened to Lauren. Lauren just was pulled away somewhere. And I don't
ran off with her family.
Effie, is Effie going to go to Stanford or is Effie going, what's going on with Effie? Brayden.
I think Effie got a future.
I hope so. I actually root more for Effie than most of the other characters.
Because it's no need to bring her sentimental mama story into play.
There was no need for that.
Right now. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Unless you're setting up her happy ending.
Yeah. Maybe, but I don't really. And what we gonna do in two episodes to where right. we really? So there's that. I thought, not to say, I mean, Tariq got a lot of bodies under his belt, so he has definitely, he is a chip off the old block, and it's only been a couple years. So I mean, when we got with Ghost, he was well out of college. So Tariq is on the path to be Ghost, but I don't know, man. It just feels like
Do the nigga graduate?
Yeah, right. Is he gonna walk across the stage with the gun and the tassel? Trust
gonna come back or something? I don't know.
Right? Is Brayden gonna survive? Cause he out here wilding. But I mean, he's a white man. He'll be all right. He'll shake all of this shit off and be cool. Who else is out there? Who else? Monet gonna do?
She one of them people from the yearbook, most likely to get shot.
But is Monet really gonna get shot? It would be if Monet got shot. I think I need something. I need a payoff. Maybe Monet killed Norma, but I don't even think that's even that exciting no more. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
Live and take a happy picture at the end. I don't know. Shit.
It's either that or it's a Mexican standoff and everybody just shoot everybody. Oh, somebody need to kill Michael Ealy. Yeah, somebody got to kill. And I think he might be the one that somebody gonna kill him. And I think they brought him in just to have somebody to kill. But even though we're not even invested in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Man, but Brayden get back with his family. He go to jail because this nigga is wildin'. Brayden might go to jail for that one murder after all this shit.
Ain't that some shit? For killing a white man. That's what it all. That's what he go to jail for.
All this shit. This nigga go to jail for killing a nigga randomly over his girl.
Right. Meanwhile, Tariq going camera. All the way camera shooting the motherfucker. He gonna duck that. Oh, that was the other corny shit. Not corny, but it was ridiculous. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But I'm kind of like, again, power is like, you suspend your imagination. He had to be a bad motherfucker. But to turn that cast iron pan bludgeoning into a car accident there's no police work that's being done at that police station. Ain't been no real police work since Sax. Sax was out there police working.
Angela Sax.
Yeah, Columbo. Yeah, man, they were really doing it, man. But like, I'm just looking at what's going on. It feels like, besides the fashions and some of your favorite music artists, you know what I mean? Power Book 2 Ghost, it might be forgettable. Might be forgettable, man. You know what I mean? I still got Raising Kanan is still, I've said it, still the best of the spinoffs. You know what I'm saying? White Power, they got rid of that shit. Is that it? They supposedly hinting at maybe another something coming around. But yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's gonna be a non-event.
50 moving. He building the studio. He ain't building to quit.
We'll see, man. You got any predictions? We got two episodes left.
At this point, they give Shit, they ending anyway, so they might throw anything at us, man.
Do you think anybody's going to get killed? And if so, I mean, outside Michael of Ely Michael Ealy.
Get killed. He got to get killed. Right. Right. You know, probably Drew. Drew or Kane, you know what I'm saying? Brayden might go to jail. Tariq gonna go fucking survive with his mama now. You know what I'm saying? Norma could get it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Tariq and Norma's daughter ride off into the sunset with Tasha.
Yo. Norma's daughter's super annoying. She's, God, she was killing me. Wasn't it Aria or some shit like that? Forget it. Anya. Get out of here. Get out of here.
The spoiled boarding school ass motherfucker, man.
You know what would be crazy dope? Not dope, but it would be like, y'all really went all out if Tariq die.
Damn.
That ain't gonna happen. But, like, I mean, Ghost died.
It could. Shit.
It could. Like, that would be like, okay, that's what we talk. Like, father, like, son, this is what happens. Cautionary tale. This is what happens. Shit gets crazy.
Then what's the purpose of Tasha?
Tasha, the same purpose she had the last time.
Come to his funeral? Maybe. Come around all season just, so she can show up at his funeral?
Either that or just to throw us off the path. You know what I'm saying? Just to remind us of what was. That's really what Tasha is. She's just like a, you know what I mean, reminder. You know what I'm saying? She's like a Mitchell and Ness patch.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just to throw the throwback authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Make you remember the good old days.
Right.
But yeah, man, if Tariq got killed, I'd be like, okay, y'all did it. Cause this is the thing. The penultimate episode typically is a little bit more daring and exciting than the finale. Mm-hmm. It's going to set up some crazy shit. We got two episodes left. Let's see what happened. Maybe Tariq die killing fucking Carter. They just blasting. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, shit, is Tariq going to make it? This nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, okay, there we go. Michael Rainey will be fine, man. He go, you know what I mean? He going to be all right.
True.
Something, you know what I'm saying? Go out with a bang. Go out with a bang. That's all. Just don't let this shit just be forgettable. That's all. What y'all think? Y'all let us know in the comments, man. Am I bugging or y'all, where y'all feel? What you think about this final season of Power Book 2? Man.
Word.
Anyway.
All right. So what's good with your, what's good? Lead us off on industry.
Alright, speaking of shit dying. Pierpoint is fucking hemorrhaging. This shit is looking bad. Shit is, you know, this is all come to pass. The stock price is plummeting out there. They scrambling, but at the same time, it's the 150th anniversary of the company. So it's like they scrambling, but at the same time they trying to put on airs. They still trying to look like they're winning. You know what I mean? It's an accomplishment. 150 years, we here. Let's celebrate. But the celebration is just a lot of the tertiary players, as Rishi broke it down to Sweet Pea, and what's my man Anish? I forget my other dude name. But he's like, dog, do you realize none of the big dogs is out here at the party? Look at this shit. This is like, this shit feel like the end of the party. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it feel like motherfuckers, they feel like the end of the Titanic. Like Sweepy was saying, you see when Rishi about to step out, you see my man and they in full view, a couple straight fucking on the floor, like super HR violation. But they're like, well, shit, if this shit going down in flames, we going down. We getting in. So they wild and they on some real hedonistic shit. All the while, got Eric, Bill Adler, and what's his name? Tom Wisely in the squadron. They all up in the war room trying to fucking either put a Band-Aid on this bitch or just sever an arm and, you know what I mean, try to figure it out. How are we going to do this? Are we going to sell ourselves off and get bought? Or are we going to try to, you know, we're going to try to find somebody to buy in on the situation? Mm-hmm. So Bill Adler, you know, he got his homie. He got Eric, his right hand, or his trusted confidant. You know what I'm saying? To got him in the room with him. Hold him down. Vouch for him. Nah, this cat here is the soul of Pierpoint. Because mm-hmm. Eric hit him with the, yo, don't act like we wasn't somebody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just because we sold our soul, we don't need to sell it for cheap. Or some slick shit Eric said. Eric will hit you with some game sometime. So Bill was like, yeah, you need to be in the room with me, man. So boom, they in the room. And Eric hitting them with the philosophy. And Wisely is like, man, if you don't get out of here with all of that shit, all of that feel good sentiment, man, we trying to figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. We trying not, you know, man, we just trying to save our necks. You know, all the motherfuckers downstairs drinking that Prosecco because we ain't buying champagne. Those motherfuckers, we don't care about them. If they ain't in the room, they don't count. And he got mm-hmm. his homegirl who's holding him down, who Bill Adler does not fuck with. Because quietly, she's the reason why a lot of this shit is happening. She was heavy on the ESG stocks or whatever. And she's the reason that they all went in so crazy. But she's not really standing on it. She kind of, you know, kind of being cool. Kind of is somewhat in the cut. Kind of hoping everybody forget. But Bill didn't forget, even with a fucking tumor. He, shit, that nigga got an elephant brain. He remember. So anyway, they're basically warring. You know, they're looking Wisely and homegirl. I got to figure out her name. We'll find her name. They trying to find somebody to buy the shit out. Whereas Adler and Eric are like, nah, let's not move too hastily. We still the shit. We got 150 years in the game. There's prestige to the shit. Pierpoint is not done. We just need to get, we got Mitsubishi on the phone. Somebody come in here, cut us a check. All we need is a check.
We need about 20 billion.
A mean 20 billion. What was funny when they hit, I think there's somebody in America. They hit the woman in America, like one of the people that work at the Treasury. Mm-hmm. She was on the elliptical shutting niggas down. Fielding a $20 billion deal in the elliptical in the basement.
Like, nigga, if y'all don't get the fuck on with that, we can't float another bank, nigga, after 2008, nigga.
That is not in vogue. You seen the
Biden shot they shot at Biden?
Nah, what was the Biden shot?
They like a little slick shot at him. They ain't say his name. It was like, the president think we still at war with Japan.
Oh, man. Yeah, I caught that. I didn't know if that was a Biden or a Trump. Oh, okay, that was a Biden joke.
That's a Biden slide, you know what I'm saying? Man. They up to date. They up to Kamala on their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They killed them off. But it was just so funny that, like, you would expect somebody fielding a call about $20 billion would be behind a big-ass oak desk with, you know, a bunch of paperweights and, like, a nameplate. Nah, she on the elliptical chilling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nah, it ain't happening. Get out of here. Doo-doo. Peace.
It's a different time zone, too. So, you know, the time of day it is. You know, they expressing the time zone. So, wherever it is, she was either before work or after work.
Right. Chill. Get out of here. Then they bring in, Lords of London or somebody in there. They come through. They giving them false hope. Then they get on the phone with somebody else, maybe on the ellipticals, like, hell nah, fuck that. Boom. So then they say, sorry, that's we can't up. Do it. You got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. I'm a little tired. Y'all stay cool. Y'all, hopefully it works out for you. So they struggling. They struggling. At the same time, Harper, well, no, let's go to Yaz. Same time, Yaz is looking like they're going to turn her into the face and scapegoat of the Hanani. Yeah, they all the way under multiple buses.
On the trailers.
They say, look, we'll pay it off, but we need a face, and we need you to say you was fully accountable, like you knew about all of this shit. You were part of the whole embezzlement. We need you to be the face of embezzlement. She's like, what? I didn't do anything. This is my father. You know I ain't do anything. Homegirl's like, look, that shit really don't matter. It's a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If we're gonna cut this check, we need to throw somebody under the bus. This is what it comes with. This is the game. You know what I mean? You already revealed to us that you broke. So if you don't want to move like this, we'll use this money. Yeah, we'll sue the fuck out of you. We know you ain't got enough money to really, you can't fight the suit. So basically, you know, you asked out, we'll even cut you a couple dollars too. You know what I'm saying? Take the money. So she's looking crazy, crying and shit. Damn. Pops fucking shitting on her again from the grave. Pops ain't shit. Pop boy.
Yeah, she just better be lucky ass ain't in jail, but go ahead.
Yeah, but that's true, because you could be locked up. So now she's looking, you know, she's distraught. You know what I'm saying? As distraught as you can be when you still millions up, at least in the moment. See, that's the thing about industry is, like, you could be up and you could be down. At any point, like, that seems to be the theme of this whole shit. In life or at the job, whatever, the shit is just, you gotta enjoy that roller coaster ride. So anyway, so that's what's going on there. We also see that Harper tells Petra, yo, I forget what she's saying, that we need to cash out ASAP, or we gonna wait this out till they have, like, fully divested? Because now Harper's on the phone with Rishi. They basically doing a little bit of insider trading. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Petra's selectively unethical, you know? Like, last week when there was time to take advantage of Yasmin, she was like, yo, you know what I mean? Let's get it. Fuck that. Let's get it. You know what I mean? This is what it is. I know that's your homegirl and all of that, but she's an idiot, and we not playing fair out here.
Yeah.
Now.
Go ahead. No, it's just that she don't want Harper to out, you know what I'm saying, outthink it, you know what I'm saying? So she playing the game, and Harper playing her game, but she don't want to be outplayed by Harper. So
right,
she making all these little moves and shit, and then, you know.
Yeah. She don't like to, yeah, because she don't like to be the one that got to be looped in. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, so Harper's like, nah, we need to do this now. She's like, well, where you getting this information? It's like, I got good authority. So she's like, whoa, now, now she want to bring up protocol and procedure and policy and all of this other shit. Then she went and told the money man. You know what I mean? The money man has sent the fucking off-road SUV pulled up on Harper. Like, yo, get in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you need to get in now. I'm like, oh, shit. So she throwing this motherfucker. She throwing Harper under the bus. That's what's going on over there. Harper still be moving real unflappable. Rob, he is kind of pivoting. He's starting to work for, like, some type of pharmaceutical company that might be investing in psilocybin mushrooms and shit like that.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you know, on the microdose tip, you know, everybody talking about, yeah, you don't really got to get high. You just want to be functional. It's the functioning addict sale. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's going on in the world. So he's got an opportunity to be plugged in and have a nice little position at this company and this, that, and the other thing. He offers to take Yaz on the road with him just so she could clear her head and she ain't in that bitch all soaking on suicide watch. So she say, all right, bet. They get in the joint. It's a little weird because when they get to the front desk, the clerk, I didn't really see that she was throwing mad, like she was open off of Rob. She just wasn't, you know, I guess she wasn't really paying too much attention to Yasmin. You know what I mean? Yasmin might have felt, I don't know, threatened or whatever. I think Yasmin is so used to everybody fawning all over. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, especially now with everything so turbulent, that's the one thing I guess she could always count on is she gonna be the center of attention. You know what I'm saying? So then there's the moment where, like, she's, you know, she always like to play with that whole Rob shit. Rob is the you know, like the escape route, you know?
Right. Emergency break glass in case of emergency.
Right, right. She know this is the, you know, the last nigga that might take her serious. Mm-hmm. And then,
nigga said the last one.
That's, I mean, it seems like everybody else is kind of.
The only one at this point, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as you see the daddy issues, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The worth, the value system of your only value is your beauty, you know what I'm saying, and being a sex pot, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing else, you know, even Harper now saying that shit. So, right. You know, when she got caught in that position where it's just he looking out for her, and it's just them, you know what I'm saying? She wanted to jump straight to the game part of it, and he wasn't with that shit. He was like, man, listen, you know.
Right.
To his, you know what I mean? She wanted to play the game like, well, ain't gonna be no fucking tonight. And he like, man, ain't nobody even on that shit.
I'm chilling. I'm out here on the work trip. What are
you
talking
about? Like, nobody came here to play with you?
Mm-hmm. Just be vulnerable for a second. Sit in whatever you dealing with. Yeah.
She's like, ooh, wait. Huh, hold up. Now, why? Okay. Yeah. You gonna call me out? Niggas don't usually call me out. Niggas, you try harder. Huh.
That's the whole reason she really fuck with him, because he kind of... He challenged her, hold her accountable a little bit. A little bit, or he ain't as pressed. He was pressed. I mean, she got him to do some wild shit, as he is testified to. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought that up.
Well, I mean, he should have brought that up. Yeah, he should have taken that to the grave. But he said, yo, man, she put a spell on that motherfucker. Anyway, so boom. So that's what's going on there. Ultimately, he got the little prescription mushrooms. She going through all of this shit. She's realized, oh, she gets a call from a tip from one of the cats that works at Hanani, who were like, yo, the reason they throwing you under the bus is because they're complicit as well. So honestly, you might want to fight this. You might want to hold out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like the victims, everybody ain't as... You know, everybody's not as fucking pure as you think. So she's like, good looking out. Doo-doo. Everybody be banging on each other on this shit. Niggas do not say goodbye. Thank you for that information. All right, talk to you later. Everybody, boo-boo, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So she get the information that she needed. Fuck out of here. Bang on this nigga. Anyway, she goes back to Denise, her counsel. Denise is like, what about the victims? You're gonna re-trigger the victims. And then shit. She's like, man, fuck them victims. I'm a victim. We all victims. My pops is dead. I can't go no further, nigga. I'm about to be broke. I ain't got no job. These victims, hey, sometimes being a victim is just what you're gonna be. I hate to look, I feel bad for you. But that's all I do. I can't be a victim too. What Jay-Z say? I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. Whatever, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Hope is far from all of that shit. Arm's length. So anyway, so that's what's going on. But anyway, because I'm all over the place. This is really the crux of the whole episode. So now we still back in the war room. We trying to make it happen. It's looking like Bill Adler might have got a Hail Mary that's going to go into the end zone. Looks like shit's going to happen, you know. But in the midst of all of this shit, Wisely's the lady, you know, I forget her name. Forgive me, y'all. We'll find her name in a second. Or maybe we won't. They kind of get Eric's ear too. They like, yo, man, Eric really just want to be, he just wants to be a hero, man. You know what I'm saying? He kind of got you here as a witness to his heroism, but he don't really look at you. He might be selling you a bill of false goods. Maybe, you know, low key, Eric looks at you. I mean, Bill looks at you as a useful idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is, that's like, ugh.
Yeah, Eric, that shit struck Eric in the soul, nigga.
Because he been going through it and lost his family, you know what I'm saying? And they called him a five-pump chump. You know what I'm saying? You're getting blacked on in the, at the private lunch.
This Eric one, this one stung. This one right here. Yeah. Changed his position.
He said, oh, word. That nigga went fucking death dark mode on his
diabolical mother. On the nigga.
Super dive, super fucked up. Super fucked up. When a nigga use your traumatic brain injury against you, oh, come on, nigga, you was fucked up. He was like, yo, man, nah. You said in the thing that you were cool with the error. And you saying this shit at the table. And then I felt bad for Bill because Bill was like, dog, he just wanted to know because his whole shit is, look, I got my condition, but I'm still in the game. I'm still on top of shit. Ain't no cracks. You know what I'm saying? I've been mindful. You know what I'm saying? Literally, I've been on top of this shit. And are you sure? But Eric, he trusts Eric. Eric used that trust and fucking snaked his ass. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm sure. That's what we said in the fucking in the bathroom. He was saying this, that, and the other thing. He said, damn, really? Said, yeah, but you done did this shit all in front of Mitsubishi. You done shook their confidence. And you done did the, then you disclosed that you know, you going through some shit. Now everybody looking like, ooh, this nigga, we can't have him at the decision. We can't have him as a decision maker. They already wanted to throw your ass under the bus anyway. Now your homie snaked you. So then they say, yo, man, you need to go home. Eric. Walk him out of here. Get your man. Put your man out of his misery, basically. Walk him to the elevator. He walked. This is the second time.
You need
time
to go home, take a break. Then Eric hit him with a long one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't come back type break.
Eric been the Grim Reaper this season. That's how he said same shit to Yaz. She was like, I'll be back next. Nah, you don't come back. Don't come back. Eric is don't come back. He hit you with that. And that's where the shit hit him. He was like, oh, nigga, you ain't shit. Eric was like, yeah, I ain't shit. You should have asked Harper. Bing! Doors closed. And then he went back up in there, started smiling with the enemies.
Yeah.
And then there it is. Grimy as hell. They having like a grimy off Harper and Eric. I think Eric's in the lead.
Yeah. So, Eric hitting them with the real shit.
That was foul. That was foul. He's like, damn, can't tell this nigga nothing, man. This motherfucker. So that's what's going on, industry. Yeah. So did they get, they got bought, though? Or what did it leave?
Yeah, Barclays was looking, no, they was, Barclays was buying them. They set up, then they came back in with the, hey, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you know, we got some bad news or whatever, some oversight shit, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
You knowing all the lingo. But obviously it looked like bad news, like something wasn't going to happen. Harper.
But then at that, go ahead.
Harper people turned on her. And, oh, we talked about that, but go ahead.
No, but at the very end, Eric says, yo, we got the Harlem Globetrotters or whomever. These niggas came out all in suits last minute. After homie got, they must have came on a different elevator. Eric walked in and was like, you know what? Speaking of which, we got Jim and the gang and a bunch of motherfuckers in suits come in. And I think it kind of goes, it ends off, but it looks like maybe they're getting bought out. I don't know. But you don't remember that part at the end?
Yeah, but you know, I don't be understanding all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I just be going for the dramatic beats of it all. I don't know. None of the jargon. It's just an emotional, you know, up and down. I don't know what these motherfuckers is. I don't know what ESG stands for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not at all. Right. But
that was it, is a good episode. It was a good episode, you know.
I thought so.
I got into your chit chat, the whisper talk, you know what I'm saying, this week.
Yeah, man. It's been good, man. I think we don't need to talk about Fight Night unless you want to talk about Fight Night.
We could do like a comprehensive recap of Fight Night.
Okay, yeah, we got three more episodes left on Fight Night.
We'll do a comprehensive recap, you know what I'm saying? Special edition, special delivery. Yeah. Get some Peacock money or something.
There you go. Hopefully, see if they can do something for us. Shit, man. And we might fold the old man in, maybe. We'll see. Anyway, I feel like we talked a lot. But, you know what I mean? I feel like I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little parched. I gotta eat something. Shit, man. Tell the people something, man. You got anything you wanna say before we get out of here?
Well, 2024 is shaping up to be something of a crazy thing, you know what I'm saying? Changing of the guards, you know what I'm saying? Time to be 100. Be ever whoever you say you is, you best to be it nowadays, because, shit, if transparency is being transparented, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is transparencing your own shit out there in the streets. So be you, man. Be you, do you, and achieve what you're trying to achieve. Don't let your ego get in your way. You know what I'm saying? Use the knowledge and the information to connect the dots and put yourself in the right position. And the future is for the dreamers, man. The people who dream and people who do are going to be the people who make what the next step is, man. Be one of them. Don't be the past, man. They getting the past up out of here some kind of way. It's all falling down. I'm glad I just stayed in my little boring life, man, because goddamn, shit going crazy out here. Niggas doing wild shit. I guess that's it.
That was good.
I thought I was starting off inspirational, but I went into a doomsday spiel.
Don't be the past. That's a hell of a line, man. Don't be the past. Be who you are, but don't be the past.
Don't be the past, be you.
Yeah, I hear that shit. Well, shit. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.